Are your headphones good?
They're very loud.
Too loud?
But yeah.
Well, now I'm confused about which person's which.
Okay, that's me.
That's you. Okay. Oh, that's good that
hello.
You want to do that.
Hello, hello.
You want it hello. That good? Too quiet? Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
Have we already been recording? Or no?
Okay. Oh, good.
I just want to make sure we got the husband in a fight with her husband this morning. And
we can talk about that as much as y'all want.
Drink this kefir, so
okay, cool.
Get settled in.
Yeah, let's all take a moment. Okay. Sip our beverages.
Okay, where did you come in?
Did you say kefir Sutherland?
Yeah,
I think you're right though. It's pronounced kefir, isn't it?
I thought it was kefir.
My family all says kefir.
I think it's kefir.
But it's not kefir.
Kefir sounds so much better.
Are you being serious that you know that it is kefir, like
no,
his name?
No, I just thought Kiefer. It was funny. Like, because I say Kiefer. Those.
You know how the people make that, like the meme that was seal, and they would say seal and it had a seal's body?
Right.
I'm trying to think how you would do that for Kefir or Kiefer.
Whoa.
Right.
Now that
right.
sounds like a challenge for tomorrow.
It's just like a cup.
I'm going to do, or you could be diving in, swimming in some.
Ooh, I got it. It's like his face kind of foggy on the sides, but just on a cup. But you can't tell how it smells. You know?
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
How is everybody?
Good.
Good.
Where did you come in from?
I was in Philadelphia yesterday, and I had a show the night before.
Nice. How'd it go?
Really well. It was my ninth show with the band that is known as 10,000 Maniacs.
Nice.
That was very
so
exciting.
Nice. It was so fun.
It was. That's so cool.
Right.
It's such a good time.
I've really
so
been
jealous.
Having a lot of fun.
Well, before you go any further, I don't know if I say this to everybody, but I just want to say that I'm sorry that our mic things are so low. I'm going to get new ones.
I love this.
Just periodically want to apologize.
Right, we're a grassroots podcast.
It feels humbling. It kind of gets everybody on the same level.
Like literally and physically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really do feel like people would want to watch this. Mm-hmm. Wait, are they watching this?
No, you are not. You look amazing. We should record it.
I know. We're not that classy yet.
No, I would watch this at my house. Not with me in it, but just the two of you. Or whoever you have on.
Okay. I know. The goal is to be able to record because that's what the cool kids are doing these days.
And yeah. You guys
on videotape.
I feel like we'd have to hire out for somebody to do that, and we don't have any money to do that
yet.
So.
Yet.
You're really good at that.
Yeah. What?
Raising money?
No.
I mean,
maybe
she just wants me to do it.
She's really good at taking videotape.
Figuring.
She's like, I'm not going to do that for this.
I don't have the capacity at the moment.
Right. Nope. Okay. Our guest today is,
mm-hmm.
The best.
Where to start?
I wrote hardworking woman, but also like what? I meant to fill that in. There's brackets. She was born and raised in New Braunfels, Texas. I meant to ask you this before. She loves her mom, her mama.
Is that true?
His name is?
Linda.
Linda. With a I or a Y?
With a A.
Landa?
Oh, I.
Lindy. I did know somebody named Lindy.
Linda. I'm an idiot. I was like,
it's an
what?
A?
I said Linda, Sarah. Landa.
Landy.
Her name's Landy Pamby. No, it's Linda. Linda with a Y. I'm sorry. I mean, with an I.
Don't be sorry.
Listen, we're going to blame it all on 10,000 Maniacs.
Fair enough.
10K. She is mom to Henry, whose age I put a question mark by, but he was born in 2004. So
19.
Yeah. Carrie, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Mm. I know.
So he's gone.
Well,
that's cool.
And so many. Yeah, he's like an hour and 40 minutes away. Okay. We've got him at all times. I know him.
Right.
You have that.
How long it would take on foot, how long it would take if I had the luxury of a vehicle, if I needed to get to him.
Right.
Yeah. But yes, Henry. Mm.
One of her favorite flowers is hollyhocks. I'm just bragging that I know that.
Thank you for knowing that.
When she was 17 years old, correct? She started a band called Sixpence None the Richer.
That's right.
You want to correct that? Go ahead.
I do.
Yes.
She really, really does.
I was 15 with a Y.
Wow.
Yeah,
15.
Yeah.
Not legal.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
It's important to note. In 1997, she and her band released the song Kiss Me.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you've heard of it.
You've like a little song. You're not sure if you have. And mm-hmm. also re-recorded There She Goes by The Laws. Mm-hmm. Also started a band called Foliage.
Foliage
a few years later. She's had songs in many shows, including what I thought is cool is Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Bridge to Terabithia.
Ooh. I'm so glad she thought that was cool.
I thought
the thing about Bridge to Terabithia is I got to do that because of Tyler James.
Cool.
Which is awesome. And it connects us forever. With Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
Bryan Adams with a B.
Bryan Adams.
Not the other one.
Right.
Important.
My favorite is Bryan.
Yes, Bryan.
Sorry. Sorry.
We're working on phonics here.
Right.
In our Bryan house.
With a Y. We're hooked on them.
Yes.
Sorry.
She may be tired, but she's still got the jokes.
Speaking of notable people that you're affiliated with, I read this on your Wikipedia, but that you sang a song for the movie Bounce. Called Need to Be Next to You, that was written by Diane Warren.
Yes.
Inimitable.
Yes.
Amazing. In 2011, she married her husband, Stephen.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Diane Warren.
She married...
You know about her husband?
We're shifting gears now.
That's what this is going
to be. We're shifting gears to Diane Warren.
I married Stephen in 2011. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. I won't interrupt again.
No, please do.
This is a disaster.
And in 2015, notably... I did the art for her album,
sure
The
did.
State I'm
humble,
In.
Humble Brag.
It's humble Brag.
Favorite artwork, yeah.
It's right there.
That's
it's
very
right
nice.
There.
I don't know about that, but right it is. There. It's my favorite art I've ever done.
That can't be.
Yeah, right. For sure. Oh, it's just because it's exactly my favorite color mm-hmm. ever. I'm going to, we'll
we
post
did
it.
We did it.
So and also your face, and you're so pretty. let's see. I think I'm done, almost.
Finally.
And in July 2023, she was announced as the new lead singer of 10,000 Maniacs. That's what your Wikipedia says.
It's very tender the way you put that. Yes, I feel like it's a guesting. It's a
guest
it's
role.
A guesting, yeah. Cool. And I'm it's been great. I've been a fan since the 90s of that band, and so it was very humbling to be asked to do it, and it's been fun.
Welcome, Lee Nash.
Lee Nash.
Thank you for being
here.
Thank
you, guys. Thanks for having me.
You've been on our list for so long.
So nice. I love being on people's lists.
I feel like I've told you the story before, but it would have been years ago. But my very first introduction to you was just one random night in youth group, and they brought in this box of CDs.
Okay.
And they were like, hey, here's just some Christian music. Anybody can grab what they want. And I picked one that was a blank CD. Maybe it said Sixpence in Sharpie or something on the CD.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But in just like a white cardboard slot. And I was like, oh, sure, I'll take this one. And it was the Sixpence album. And I heard Kiss Me and was obsessed with it.
That's wild.
And then when She's All That came out and I'm like sitting in the movie theater and that song came out, I was like, I know. I felt so cool because I was like, I know this song.
Yeah, that was when a lot of people first heard it, was that movie. That's crazy.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if that was our packaging or if that
maybe.
Was just some kid.
I don't know.
I know we never did a Sharpie package.
Some people do.
But there was something that kind of looked like this, a stamp of a Sixpence, and you would I can see you thinking it did
look maybe
very
so.
Sharpie-like. But anyway, that's so cool. Sorry about that.
Well,
nobody can see me. That's
you
what I just
amazing
forgot.
Short hair, and it's red.
It's so
and
short.
You think that it's like sticking out, but it's not. It looks great.
Okay. It looks really great.
Do you want a mirror?
No, I don't care. As long as it's not distracting, guys.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
No.
You look beautiful.
Sarah, how was your week?
It was good.
I believe
good,
it.
Good, 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 good. How are you? Good.
Okay. Big week. Big.
Let me see.
I think you want me to go first? You have time to gather yourself?
Yeah, actually, I think I have a thing that leads into...
Into?
Her.
This one over here? Her?
Yeah, and also we skipped your check-in last time. I want everybody to know that I acknowledged that we skipped Joy's check-in last time.
We did, but it's
we
okay.
better do it.
It's okay.
Do a real good check-in today.
Yeah.
I feel like the check-in I was going to do last week was too long, so I can save it for... with Jenny or something. New news. Well, first of all, I just booked a gig this morning, a commercial. Ooh. So I've been a little frazzled because it's out of town and I got to figure out childcare and how to get there. And I was just like, yes, I can do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how yet I'm going to do it. But I've got some time. It's not till December.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
It'll come together.
It will. Mm-hmm. Penny got out of her crib 2 nights ago. So now it's like, okay, well, I got to, like, her room is not childproofed in the way that it should be if she can have full access to it. So now I'm just trying to wrap my head around getting all of that done.
Because her room is kind of close to the door and yours is downstairs.
Right. This is our first time with Ava. We had a one-story house. Now we're in the basement and the stairs have like space under each step. Like you can see through them. Okay. So it's a pretty scary staircase.
Yeah. She's getting real comfortable walking, right?
Isn't she? Yeah.
She's toddling.
Yeah, she'll be three next month. Yeah.
Seems like it was 2 years ago.
I know.
That's crazy. Y'all's kids are so freaking cute.
They're so cute.
Man.
I think we did good.
Yeah.
But other than that, just had a pep talk with myself this weekend about next month will be a year since I've been in acting class, and I was just having to like list off all the things to myself in the mirror that I have done in this past year, even though I have not been in acting class, because I'll start to, I don't know, whatever voice will start to be like, you're missing out, you haven't been working on these things or whatever. And so just putting to words to myself that my efforts have been in other areas, and that like all the tunnels lead to the same well. Like it's all going towards the same thing, and that it's okay to take a break from digging this tunnel to go over and keep working on this tunnel, and that that's just going to always be how it is, and that that's okay, and to not freak out.
Yes.
Anyway, that's my check-in.
That's a good analogy of like all the tunnels leading to the same. Well, I'm not, I'm not sure about the tunnel, like I might workshop tunnels, but.
Yeah.
No.
I was workshopping in the mirror to myself as well. I was like, what is tunnels? This? Are they tunnels?
I
can't think of a better word. Thank you, Lee.
If it's a water, it's, you know.
Oh.
Dirt tunnels.
Yeah. And you're trying to get to the well and you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, you're not just going to be going.
You can't just do all the tunnels at once and like finding,
right.
Like somebody talked to me this week about doing a life audit. I'd never heard of that, but like, where do I spend my time? And thinking like,
No, thank you.
I would have such a poor report.
I'll pass. No one likes to be audited.
Fail.
Yeah. But can you rename that? Talk about workshopping the title. God.
After an extensive review, you suck.
You are not doing well.
We've taken a detailed look into your life, and it's not being well managed.
It's not productive.
These are severely off balance.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right, your turn.
Well, I think that you're doing great. I mean, from my perspective, you do a lot of things towards that end. And
yeah, I had to tell myself, though. I mean, like, you started a new job. Like, thank goodness I wasn't juggling acting class on top of the other things I was trying to do. Like, whatever.
That's great.
It's still annoying that I have to do that at all.
Tell yourself that?
Yeah.
Oh, it never stops. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
So it's good that you get into a practice of it, because otherwise you fall into the pit of forgetting about yourself. And this is part of self-care.
Yeah.
I don't practice that.
We can tell.
That's not true. She's lying. Can I pour some water?
You may.
Do you want some?
I would. Is my mouth, am I crackling?
No.
Crackling Rosie, boom, 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 boom. Is that a song? Neil Diamond song, Crackling Rosie. I just don't know the rest of it.
I'm going to turn off that.
Cracky Rosie. Oh, she has pants on. I was like, she had pants on earlier.
Sarah doesn't have pants on this morning.
No, she does. Her flesh color.
She thought maybe you weren't wearing pants.
When you got up, I was like, she was wearing pants a while ago. You still are.
Well,
they're flesh colored pants.
She likes to take them off during her check-in. She gets antsy.
Just want to be comfortable. I have these on because I signed up for and then missed a yoga class because we put Parker's. He was having a negative consequence from not getting in the bath, and I don't. It, you know, I don't. Whatever.
This morning.
Last night.
Oh.
And
sorry, you missed your class.
I had to follow through. Well, it happens. That. Yeah. I really just, the time is not like a wise time to do so. I like expect it sort of, but anyway, that's what I have on these. Let's, you don't need to know that. That's not my check-in either.
Okay.
The point is, well, actually that ties together because like, I feel like constantly right now I'm the bad cop and not getting to be fun as much. And then I'm like, I don't know if I'm forcing it, but I'm trying then to be fun. And then I'm like buying Hot Wheels and do, like putting gummies next to, like wanting to put on a show. And he's smart and that feels not genuine. And I feel
Do you feel like you're overcompensating being frustrated by like buying him things?
Well, yesterday that's what I did. I don't normally always, well, I have to, I try not to do that as much anymore.
But we all do it. Yeah. Just kind of try to just make a, smooth it over with a little.
Yeah.
Little treat.
And what I was going to say is to tie into you, I don't need to say that. That's really ruining it. Can you cut that out?
That's great.
That's so stupid.
Tie it to me.
That, for what, a couple of years, you were a single mom. And I wondered if, because like, I feel like Eric gets to be the fun guy a lot. And also with a boy, I knew that he would bond with his dad and want to be around his dad. I just didn't expect the, no, like I really just prefer dad for years and years. Cause I'm like, oh, like, you know, boys need their moms and girls, you know, or have difficulties with their, boys need their moms. Girls have difficulties with their moms and can be like a daddy's girl. Not always different dynamics, but that's kind of what, I don't know. I just envisioned it sort of like that. And I think that's probably maybe how it will be, but I guess I can't have expectations. My point is when you were a single mom, what did you experience in that way? Having a boy, did he prefer his dad? Do you prefer Steven? Did you feel that? Did you, what, do you have any insight?
She blocked it all, I think.
I think I'm probably in a stage right now where he's 19, he's a sophomore in college,
yeah,
and he's pulling away just a little, but it's bone crushing. Yeah. It does not feel good. And he's not pulling away in a nasty way. It's just that he's coming home less, and we all know what that probably means. There might be a lady, and that's fine. In fact, it's healthy and wonderful. It's great. But I miss him. This is one of those pulling away times. And ever since he was born, there have been times of pulling away and then coming back. And I had my tricks to at least, I mean, my goal with him was just always for him to know he was safe, that I had his back, that he was going to have, you know, be provided for, he's going to have food and clothes and shelter and feel safe, like I said, and that he had, you know, a parent. I wasn't ever like that, I'm your best friend kind of parent.
Sure.
He's also a boy and he's very astute. I don't know if you've met Henry, your nephew and my son are really close friends at college, Sarah. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Which one?
Rexy and my boy. Should I not have said his name?
That's not even his name.
Look at her face. She's so excited.
That's awesome. That makes me so happy.
It makes me happy too. Just that there's that connection.
Yeah. Yes.
They found each other right away with like a couple of other dudes and they're still a little pack.
Anyway.
I know. I can't either. That's, I don't crazy. Know why
maybe,
she didn't tell you.
She maybe did mention it, but like I didn't. I don't know. I don't even know why I didn't
really
like absorb it fully.
I've been very,
there's so many things. That's amazing. Well,
it.
Now I won't forget it. And I love it if I did forget it. I'm not sure I did.
So okay. Cute. Just the ebb and flow of it. And I just remember, I might be in a time right now where I am blocking certain things out because it might just kill me if I remember. There are certain things that I can go back. I remember the last time he let me read him a story at night. And he was like, it was pretty late. I mean, he was like 11 or 12, he didn't see me, but it was like that Dumb and Dumber scene when Jim Carrey sees Jeff Daniels kissing Lauren Hawley or whatever. And he's like, that's what I did at that, and that music. I can't really remember what it was, but it's just super dramatic. And I slipped on the other side of the wall where he couldn't see me. And I just did the backslide down the wall and just just crying my ass off. And Stephen came around the corner and literally just lifted me out. He knew what had just happened. Henry didn't know. But that was just always my thing with him, like reading to him at night. That was going to happen every freaking night, no matter who was in the mood for it. Mm-hmm. And we had a blast. We laughed. And that's how, I don't know, that's how I stayed close to him. And we're still, you know, we're really very closely bonded. And, you know, yeah, I didn't have that competition from a dad, like right. farting around trying to yeah. get in between me and my boy.
Yeah.
What a waste of time. Well,
no, and he and his dad are super close, and he and Steven are really close. So all that happened, you know, it happened, but the only thing I care about is my relationship right. with him. And of course I want and I have tried to foster or support great relationships, but I can't, I mean, they're responsible for their own right. relationships with him. And yeah, we're really a good team, the three of us. Well, if we count Henry, four.
How old was he when you got divorced?
He was like two. So I don't know that he remembers too much from the before times. Yeah. And he met Stephen because Stephen and I were friends, and Mark was friends with Stephen too. So Henry had known Stephen since, or at least yeah. he would see him around from about two. And then that was, I don't know, then my dad died right after the divorce. So things get really hazy around then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of sadness. And that was a weird time to have so much loss and have Henry be so young. So I think there was definitely overcompensating. Mm-hmm. Probably
a lot still. Of Hot Wheels.
Yeah. A lot of Hot Wheels.
All the Hot Wheels.
All the Legos. I went overboard. See, you guys have pulled it out of me. Yes. Okay. There it is. There it is. It's
the truth, finally.
My boss's love.
Yeah. 100% yeah. overcompensating to this day.
I mean.
When I said, you know, like, you know, I was pretty aggressive. Like, all I ever wanted him to know was that I had his back and I was going to, you're going to, food, everything you need.
You want food? Here's food.
Overcompensation station right here. Yep, and it's still happening. But with a, you know, good mix of, you know, my mom always taught me to say your prayers and do the next thing. And we had lots of struggles, like financial stuff when he was young, and lots of trials in that regard. And so I did, you know, I found I had to lean on my faith a lot, which is a great thing. I said I had to, I got to. And it really got me through. And Henry got to see some of that. But I never wanted him to feel that stress, but got to see the, like, okay, there's conflict, mm-hmm. there's resolution, mm-hmm. and not hopefully feel it. So I feel like I've been talking way too yeah. long.
Well, that's you're supposed point. To be.
Yeah. I'm a mom.
What? Where were you at in your career when you got pregnant? Was that, were you ready to have a kid? Did it creep up on you?
Yeah, it's sort of, I started in the band 15, and then Mark, I got married to Henry's dad when I was 19, and then, so I had Henry when I was 27, so we were pretty far into our marriage and all the touring, and mm-hmm. I'd done a lot of really great stuff, and my band, Sixpence None the Richer, we had had one business trifling situation after another, just constant. It just seemed like constant tension, and it wasn't even really within the band. It was outside influences right. and things that just weren't pleasant. And so when I became pregnant with Henry, I had a very kind of fatalistic view of the band, like, how, you know, I don't want to do it anymore. I just want to be a mom. Mm-hmm. And I toured, though, until I was like seven and a half months pregnant. I was on a bus still touring, and I'm really glad that did. I think that further maybe bonded Henry and I. I called him Mr. Baby back then because we hadn't named him yet. So the whole band, they still, when they ask me, they're like, how's Mr. Baby? He's huge. But yeah, I probably answered like five questions just now. I'm sorry.
No, I love that.
Tick, tick, tick.
Did becoming, like, did him being born, did that kind of instigate any of you guys not working out?
Well, I think that that had kind of, that had started before I had him. I think it was kind of a, I really want to be a mom. We've been married for, golly, I guess 8 years at that point. I won't, and just because you're not ready to have a kid, I mean, I'm, my clock's ticking. In my mind, I was thinking, you know, I was 27 and that was, I mean, all my friends.
Dude, that's when I,
had already had their kids. And so anyway, I kind of forced it, but he wasn't like, no, I didn't have to, you know, assault him or anything. It was, you know, what do you call it?
Mutual.
Consensual.
So my husband and I had consensual sex one night, and then we got
here. We are.
So it was. And I think it did. It, of course, it put tension on a marriage that was already, you know, had tension, and we should have addressed that before, but I don't really have any regrets about it at this point, because Mark is one of my best friends, and Henry and he have a great relationship too. So what more could I want? It's great.
Let's see. Oh yeah, and okay, marriage. But what about, because like in 2004 you had Henry, and then Sixpence. You guys dissolved around the same time, right?
Yeah, we did, and we still laugh about that because Matt has joined me in guesting with 10,000 Maniacs, and Matt Slocum from Sixpence, and we are having the best time, and that's been the best thing about this whole thing is just getting to reconnect with Matt and you know, honestly, kind of redefine and renew the want to make more music together. And you know, there's been some conversation about, it's ridiculous we haven't been doing it all these years. I'm like, but I'm glad, just whatever it took to get us here, this is great, and I'm thankful for it, and if the Lord wills it, we'll make more records.
I hope you guys do.
What do they say? If the Lord wills it, inshallah.
I don't know, but I'd like to know.
It means if the Lord wills it. Henry taught me that.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Enchilada?
Enchilada.
Inshallah. I think it, enchilada. Yeah.
Yeah.
Inshallah.
Officially, Tatum did tell me that Henry and Rex are in school together. Okay. I do remember that.
Well, they met the very first week. They did that like pre thing. Caving, and they both hated it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like Rex. Doesn't sound like Henry. No. I can't believe they even did it.
Yeah.
Maybe it sounds more. I don't know Rex
it
that
doesn't.
Well.
But
yeah. What did they try? Like something at
caving, like spelunking.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's called that, but I like that word.
Like with the school?
One of my faves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an outdoorsy school.
Kind of a get to know you before the hell starts.
Right.
And it was never hell because they all met each other, like five of them.
Yeah. I can't believe I forgot that in context of this. But there you go. That's, I don't know what I would have done with it. Okay, whatever. We made the connection. Okay. We got it.
Sorry I brought it up.
Mom Gold, I don't know how to say this, but the holiday season is upon us. And if you are looking for, let's say, teacher gifts, here's a good one. Buy one, get one free gift cards at Camel Express Car Wash. You can buy those online or in person at any location in and around Nashville. They have three in Nashville and one in Mount Juliet, one in Hendersonville. And also, while you're there, text code MOMCULT to 30400 for a free $25 best wash. You can visit them at camelexpress.com to find the location nearest you. And was that everything? Yeah, buy one, get one. Oh yeah, also, if you want to just do something for yourself or your spouse, you can buy 10 months of an unlimited membership for the next month. That's just a current promo, and you'll get 2 months for free. So that's another good gift. You could sign somebody up. That's camelexpress.com, MomCult to 30400 for that free best wash, $25 value. Camel Express, delivering the greatest car wash experience every single time.
Marriage? Do you want to? Were we talking about divorce?
We were talking about divorce. We're talking about. I would love to talk about. I would imagine. I know for me, I know there's a lot of moms out there who struggle with being a mom and then being them, and whether you're trying to find out who that is after kids or whether you had your identity before kids and now you're trying to get it back or get back a newer version of that. I don't know if you just remember any of that process of were you kind of able to maintain your creativity and your outlets throughout that, or did you have a dry period and how did you kind of find your way back to yourself, et cetera, kind of in that vein?
She asked like five questions at
I know. No, it was good though. I'm stuck on
dry. Well, she answers five questions at a time anyway.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Dry,
we're on the same
dry
page.
Period.
Dry period.
Because you didn't say dry period. You said, did you have a dry period?
Well, did you?
I had an unusual kind of teens into my 20s. I didn't have any friends, like female friends. They were all the dudes on the road. And so I kind of had an insecurity there and not... I didn't have any mom friends until Henry was like in the third grade. Mm. And she's still one of my only mom friends. Boys are old now. But I'm so thankful for that friendship. But it just didn't come easy. I was and continue to be really awkward. But especially then, because I just didn't know what I was doing. What was the question?
Were you maintaining... were you still writing and doing things when he was little, or did you kind of have to reset and find new ways to stay fulfilled that way?
I learned pretty quickly that I had to in order to make a living. Sometimes I look back at those years and I'm a little resentful of certain things that happened or didn't happen. Just in the business, just being what it is. Because I was willing to work and work hard and, you know, bring my kid on the road, which in retrospect, I'm glad that didn't happen. But I was like ready for it. Cause I was like, you know, really protective, like a bear over this child. And when I realized I was going to need to keep working, it was really overwhelming. But it worked out, you know, just little by little. You can't eat the whole, elephant in one bite.
Yeah.
So, but man, I ate it over 19 years. And man, am I full. But yeah, I did. And, you know, so I guess when I say I'm resentful, I'm not resentful of the music or having, you know, being able to have a career. Mm-hmm. I mean, it probably makes me sound like an ass for saying I'm resentful, but it's just... being creative just to be creative for a long time was not a thing. I don't think until the state I'm in did I really just kind of go all out and just do exactly, you know, what I wanted to do. But I still, in the midst of all that with Foliage, that was definitely a huge creative outlet that was just really fun. And so, yeah, I got to do all kinds of stuff that was great. But some of it was just, you know, eat this pile of poo, mm-hmm. and then you guys can make it another month.
Right.
Yeah. Not literally.
But. Yeah, that's interesting. Like, we talk a lot about being a mom that works and how that's one kind of sacrifice. Being a mom that stays at home is one kind of sacrifice. And then being a mom who works creatively is a whole other edge of that. Mm-hmm. It's because there's like sacrifice on maybe two levels, and not to complain about it, but you know, that's the thing. Whenever you get to do creative work as a mom, and that is your job and how you make money.
Right.
There's like two edges of it. And then you feel, it's like double guilt I feel like double guilt. Like, well, I should be so grateful because
I should be enjoying this because it's what I love to do.
Yeah. I get to do what I love. And it's not that I don't enjoy the work, but then you just, you know, you're pulled away from the kid and the stuff. Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's hard.
All the things. Everywhere.
Everything everywhere.
All the time.
Yeah. But I will. Yeah. Keep eating the elephant I get. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I always say, I don't think that I'm the first person that said this in the world, but, you know, when you become pregnant, you're not ready to hold and feed your baby. It takes 9 months for that whole process. And even then, I'm not saying that everybody's just like, I'm ready for this, but your body is. And so, and also then when he was born, I wasn't ready for him to go to college. And now he's in college, I'm not ready. You know, it never ends. So, you know, I think you've got to leave room at the stage that you're in to know you're not always going to be in that stage. So creativity is going to feel different in 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, whatever. I don't know. It's going to evolve as your children evolve and become more themselves. And so it won't always be the same.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be some version of crap.
Yeah. Yes.
But good. Yeah. I mean, it's like
all the best too.
Yeah. All the things.
I was going to ask if you, and now that he is the age that he is, do you think about or like miss, like where, oh, well, Parker's four, Penny's, what, almost three you said, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost three. Do you think of like reminisce about that? Like, do you miss those times? And yeah, and but you still, what, yeah. Is that a question?
Definitely. Oh,
something.
I do. If I really like sat with it, I could get, and I don't know, I may be depressed about that right now. I don't know.
Do you know what? I think I am depressed.
I mean, I think
I'm glad to pinpoint that for you.
I think I'm depressed, Sarah. Dang it. I gotta go.
Yeah. I gotta go.
No, I mean, that may be, you know, part of it. And I'm 47, so I'm kind of entering a new phase of life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm feeling new independence, probably some grief, like mm-hmm. you just, you know, were saying, do you miss those times? And you know, both of those things are at play. And being someone, my husband travels a ton. I travel less, but still a lot. And then, you know, I got a kid at school. So I struggle with, you know, when I'm not working, what am I good for? Might as well just go get some ice cream and mm-hmm. watch, you know, that scene from whatever. I'll think about it in a minute. It's a Dwight Yoakam scene. I watch it every day. But anyway, you know, things like that. It, like, what am I here for? I have a hard time with self-care. Like, when there's no one to take care of, I'm just taking to the bed.
Right.
And that's not good.
Right. I'm not useful.
Yeah.
If I'm not taking care of someone.
And I could be, there's so much to do, even just, and if, you know, my garden needs weeding so bad, and it has for a year.
I mean,
oh yeah.
Every day I walk past it, and I'm like, uh-huh. Would it really be so bad to sit out in this beautiful weather and just pull? I mean, it in my mind, I'm like, that's my happy place. And,
yeah.
But my body is just like, nah.
Yeah. No. I walk by so many things that I go, it would take 2 seconds for me to just
fix that little thing.
Just do that. But nope. I'm just going to walk right on by it.
But I'm hoping that this is leading to a more stable place in this neighborhood of my brain.
That this podcast is leading you to that,
this
right?
podcast. That's what I think. Yeah, no, yeah. I mean my age and whatever season this is, and it is a strange one. But it's fun. Like I said, that independence part is cool. Like being able to say, well, I guess there isn't any reason I can't.
Right. Yeah. Are you kind
go
of
to Mexico?
Overwhelmed by the freedom a little bit?
Yeah.
The possibilities.
It makes me want to take to the bed.
Right. You're like, I can't.
I don't want to go to Mexico.
I don't want that many options.
No. I don't. I want the option of, you know, driving to the closest store, getting some kind of garbage and coming back and just, let me feed my brain some trash.
Anything that's not the elephant.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to snack on something else.
Yeah. Something that doesn't serve me at all. And but I'm working on it. I have other hobbies and things that are a little bit healthier.
Like what?
I knew.
Name it.
It was UFOs.
Okay.
And goblins. There's a show.
Do we believe in goblins?
We do.
Oh, you mean the show?
We do.
There's a show. I mean, I know about a bunch of UFO shows, but what's it? There's one called UFOs and Goblins. immediately on board.
Is that the Dwight Yoakam scene you were talking about?
Dude, that's from the Billy Bob.
I was about to say.
That's from Sling Blade. I knew it. You knew it.
I did. I was going to say.
Scene where he freaks out with the band.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go out of the car and watch it.
Do you really watch it every day?
I'm in love with you. I've never seen it.
Throws those bottles against it. You have to watch it. I'll text it to you. Okay, so the Goblin thing. There is a show called Hellier, H-E-L-L-I-E-R, and it's a little town in Kentucky.
Okay.
But you're not from, you're from South.
Mississippi.
South. Yeah.
It's the same, basically.
Well, not really. Not really.
Yeah, no.
It's like southeastern Kentucky, I think. But anyway, it's a really great, like, I would call it a documentary, and I think everyone should watch it. But it's just, I'm interested in high strangeness, if you know what that is.
I do. I like that. Yeah.
That. So that's my hobby.
That show. We do a thing called Pop Culture Corner, and I like... We didn't really discuss that, but that's, I'm really,
I mean, one of my hobbies is definitely telling people about it.
Yeah.
But, and I have watched it. There's two seasons currently waiting on a third.
Well, okay. Is it really a documentary?
Yes.
Okay.
Hellier. Hellier.
And they say that there are goblins and UFOs or only UFOs?
Or is this just goblins?
Well, I think that there's definitely an understanding among that crew. You know, they're very serious about what they do. You really have to watch this.
I'm going
this
to, show, but I want you to tell me about it, if that's okay.
This show is steeped in, I think, like, I recognize a little bit of, like, this guy and his wife. The wife is a... Oh, let's not get into that. She's a witch. He is like kind of a paranormal, high strangeness, nerdy guy. But I saw a little bit of like youth group in him. Mm-hmm. But now I think he's probably in his late 30s. And he and his wife, they're delightful. Just delightful people. I know I've made Instagram friends with them.
Oh, yeah. I do that.
And
What end?
No, I know. I play long games. I just got Mia Farrow to follow me finally.
I know.
Why? So emotional. I feel like I almost just cried.
Yeah, I did when it happened.
You should. That's amazing.
I worked on that for 20 years.
I'm so happy for you.
Since 2013, that's not been
so. When we ask what you've
forget
been up
the Grammy,
to.
Right? Yeah. Seriously. But anyway, yeah. So there's just stuff if you watch it. That you'll recognize, and they immediately seem like friends. They're not joking around. This, like, they get this email in the very beginning. It's kind of like the Goonies, but it's real.
Wow.
And they take it so seriously, and they're so earnest, and they're smart about what they do, and it's so local.
Yeah.
I just think it's fascinating.
I'm on board.
Are you going to go visit someday?
I almost did. I had the trip planned, but then there was that flooding in Kentucky and all the caves were flooded. And I think there was a concern. Not to show up to a community for one thing, like a really poor mountain town and be like, oh no, get in your caves. And their houses are all washed out, you know. So
they come out, they're all
confidence. Is now a good time? Y'all got
my kids in college.
Me?
I ain't got shit to do.
These are the things. Like, that's what'll get me away from the ice cream and the cereal is an underground cave system.
I think we should go with you. We can make a documentary ourselves. Mom Cult field trip.
It'll scare the living. If you watch it,
it'll
and
scare
we
you?
Go, oh. I'm going to have to put y'all in a sack.
Okay. What's that mean?
Well, you can't be screaming and shit. You got to be.
Oh, no, like, I got to be serious. Cool.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
But you're going to be scared.
So stupid.
Never like even considered the possibility that goblins are real, but Parker's going to be so excited.
I don't know if I would tell him in this context.
What classifies a goblin to be a goblin?
Do they look like goblins, like the Brian Froud, like I love. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's the person who illustrated like all the characters in the Labyrinth. They're developed from his like illustrations and a bunch of like dark crystal, a lot of things like that.
They could be. They could be. He could have pulled it from, you know, lore of these things, because they're, you know, a lot of this stuff in Hellier and High Strangeness in general and the synchronicities, it goes back. Like there's, it's interesting because it's been seen before. It's not just the first time, I just saw a goblin. Like there's lore of this plenty going years back, but the way this documentary starts, they get this email, this creepy email from some guy, a doctor in Hellier, who his family is being tormented by these creatures, goblins, the G word, goblins, golem. And they were coming up to their kid's window and tapping. This is probably why I wouldn't tell your son, maybe. But you know, I've whatever, that's how it starts. And they follow up on it, they go to Hellier, and then things just start getting crazy.
Mm. Okay, I'm in. I'm really sorry that, I don't know if I'm sorry. I'm trying not to say I'm sorry so much, and I don't know if I'm sorry, but...
to the listeners?
I maybe shouldn't have... No, I'm sure they enjoyed this. You're welcome.
Okay.
But for you, we're supposed to be talking about you, and I just went off on that
I think she
tangent.
I think she was into it. Yeah.
Okay, did you think you were talking?
No. I said we're supposed to be talking about you, and I just like was asking you questions about that. Whatever. Yeah. You get it.
Oh, that is me.
That's her.
Okay,
that's
great. You know what? This is who I am. Okay,
this is what she's really wanted to talk about today anyway.
That's what I want to talk about all the time. Yeah. Dwight Yoakam, goblins.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Yeah. Mom Colt, if you're thinking about what to cook for dinner this week and you just don't know what to do, look no further than Mr. Aaron's Goods. It's locally made in Nashville, Tennessee. You can get it delivered on Saturdays if you live in East Nashville. Tuesday through Friday, they're open 9 to 2 at TKO in East Nashville. And on Saturday, they're open from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can use code MOMCOLT for 20% off your order online. That's Mr. M-R Aaron's Goods.com and give them a try. You'll love literally everything they have. Have you ever dressed up as Dwight Yoakam for like Halloween?
I've never been thin enough.
I've considered it.
Look in the mirror. Nope, not this year.
Nobody would believe me.
Wait, who?
I can't pull that off. I mean, I'm a honky tonk. I mean, I guess I could, because he had those studs down his jeans. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, do you remember those? Y'all are probably too young. Those ridiculous belts that had the silver, the fake silver, really cheap. It would be like a rope belt.
Grommets? Are you talking about?
But really, like this big around, like all the way around, but only connected with like a rope. So basically, I cut off the two buckles, and I took those silver things off, and I sewed them onto my jeans.
When was it?
On these red Wranglers in high school.
Last year.
That sounds amazing.
Like, it was today.
got up so early.
Just to look like Dwight Yoakam. And I mean, I tried to pull that off in junior. That was junior high, I'm remembering. So anyway, I've been obsessed with him for a long time.
Were your parents obsessed with him?
Not at all. Mm-mm. I think they were very concerned about me.
In Texas? I love him. Pretty
you
much his
do?
Whole catalog. Yeah. Everything old country, you know. Yeah.
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 We know this about each other.
Love all of it. But I'm listening to a lot of it in my head right now.
Yeah. It's hard to stop once it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too late.
I guess I have to start. Dwight Yoakam and Goblins.
Ugh. It's not a bad world.
No.
Does Steven watch that?
Hellier, I had a hard time getting him to, but I'll tell you what.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what about that man is he picked me up from the airport last night, and that bitch, I partly married him because I felt like he was tapped into something that I wasn't, and nobody had ever met was. There's something different about him, and he's so interesting. He's real smart, but that wasn't going to do it. Great musician. That wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
But, and real cute. That might have done it. But he was also just had this just weird otherness that I thought, man, I could spend a lifetime trying to figure out all that. And I still have not nowhere close. But he was, I had a hard time. He can't. he doesn't have a great attention span for TV shows, which makes me feel like crap.
Right. You're like, oh, I know I should admire that about you, but it just makes me feel worse about myself.
Totally. Get out of here if you're not going to watch my trash. But yeah, we're driving home and he's like, so I'm going to be on a UFO podcast next week. And I mean, yeah, I had that reaction just like, and I didn't say anything. I was just staring at him. He was driving and he looked at me. He was like, are you mad? Like, what do you think? Trash. But he's right. He's actually had experiences. And he goes, oh, this is my favorite part. He goes, what would you talk about? I snorted. That was Lee snorting, just so nobody else has to take credit for it. But yeah, no, he's, I mean, fair enough. But I said, hell, you're.
Right.
And he was like, they don't want
to. Yeah. Well, you can tell him. You came here and that's pretty much all you talked about.
You can tell him, yeah, you were on your own podcast about goblins, so screw you.
Yeah.
I just heard, I think it's Jack Osborne has a podcast about, is that the one that he's going to be on? No.
No.
Okay.
No, I looked it up. It does seem cool. It's mostly just about people talking about their experiences, so I wouldn't have anything to talk about.
He was 100% correct. Yeah.
Right.
Which made you talk about? Which made you more mad.
Like, I'll make something up.
Okay, I want to, but I'm not going to ask what his experience was. Okay.
I literally can't think of another mom-related question.
What?
I guess y'all strictly talk to moms, but Steven would be an interesting mom to talk to.
No, we've got some dads.
We do a Father's Day episode.
Yeah. He'd at least keep y'all in stitches. Not the kind you want.
Right.
It's going to be a long day.
Okay.
No, he's a funny man.
Okay, we know what keeps you afloat. Hellier rejuvenates you.
White yokum.
Yes. What, so you've told us some about your guilt. We know there's more there.
Yeah. Let's unpack.
What do you wish? Is there anything you wish someone would have told you before you had kids?
We were the same age. I was 27 when I got pregnant with Ava. And I remember feeling that, like, I had waited longer than I should have.
Yeah.
At 27, and now it seems insane.
Insane.
Yeah.
Because it's more and more common.
Carmen.
For women to have babies when they want to. But, I don't really think so. Anything would have been nice. And I'm sure people did say things. But I don't remember getting any, like, crazy great advice other than just push.
What do you wish somebody would have told you? Or something that you feel like you would have actually heard and been able to...
I think just that, yeah, I did. I had an immense amount of anxiety during the pregnancy. And I guess just that it would be all right. I mean, I guess if you could just get that 30,000... feet above ground, like, view of life, and be like, okay, it's gonna be okay. But that just, you just can't have that. But I'm really mostly thankful for my mom for showing me what I think a great, like, a perfect mom looks like, so I could at least try to emulate that. And I'm still, she's like, there's a new show on Netflix called Twin Flame, like how to escape your twin flame or some crap. Mm. And I was like, wait, I thought that was a good thing. But anyway, I think she's my twin flame.
Aww.
I need to watch show and find out how to get away from her. Right.
Yeah, you clearly have a blind spot.
Enmeshed. I think we are. I had a lot of trauma in my childhood with my dad, and we all went through that together, my mom and my sister and I. So, yeah, we're very unhealthily enmeshed, but we love it. We wouldn't have it any other way. That's how I think every family is. You're kind of your own little strange cult in a way.
Unit.
Little ball of shared trauma.
Right.
Yeah.
And happy things, too.
Yeah.
Did you have a pretty easy pregnancy, birth,
The pregnancy was great, and then the birth was hell. You guys get into that here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, we talk about all of it.
I can make it super quick and not gory or anything, but
whatever you want.
Very, very long.
Take your time.
Long time of pushing. I can't remember. I mean, it got really insane, but it worked, you know, he worked himself down and, but I think the cord got wrapped around his neck there at the very end and it got kind of scary and they were like bleeping lights and stuff. And I was, I think, probably getting a little panicky because I tend to do that or just get anxious. And so I had oxygen on at one point. Still okay, though. I was worried about him. We got him out quick and he came out. I didn't do a C-section. But then, like, I guess the whole thing in there, the rest of the placenta or the baby sac, okay, didn't just come on out. They had to do some scraping. You guys heard of that happening?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think I'm still hurting from it. And I can't get a doctor to listen to me. And I've even gone so far as to have an ultrasound done, not recently, but like, you know, within 7 years or so after Henry was born, just like, should this still,
something's
do I
not
have
right.
endometriosis? Do I have kefir? Endometriosis. And I just have never been able to get anybody to pay any attention to that. But yeah, there was extensive scraping. And I remember my mom went with Henry and Mark went with Henry. And because, you know, they had to do stuff for him and, you know, make sure all the things were good. Poke his feet. And but my sister stayed with me, and my mom and sister were the ones that were with me in the delivery room. And Mark is, I don't know if you've heard stories, lore about my ex-husband, but he will pass out if you look at him wrong. He's like my favorite, just I love him so much. But that would have really tested his,
too much.
Yeah. So we didn't need another medical situation. So he was standing right outside the door, though. So if anything, he could come right in. But he went with Henry and my mom, and Molly, my sister, stayed with me. And that will never leave me. I mean, she was crying because the pain stuff, epidural, had worn off. And so at this point, it was, you know, adding insult to injury, to put it mildly. And then just, yeah, the after effects of that were awful. And then I fell asleep for a little bit. They let me see Henry, but they did keep him just because of that situation with his breathing there for a while. So I didn't get to see him for a while, and I had fallen asleep, and a nurse came in, and she was looking for my placenta. I was like, what you looking for? And she said, we misplaced your placenta, actually.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Were you gonna take it?
What would you do with it? Like, what's the procedure?
Now, I know you were the last person that had it, so I figured I'd just come back to the source and see if you know where it wandered off to.
Is it still attached?
Is it still in there?
Can I see?
We scraped it real good. God,
I really did. Every time I carve a pumpkin, I'm like, ugh. Yeah.
Were you wanting to like dry it and make it into pellets or something like people do?
Well,
was that
once
your plan?
They took it, I felt like it was tainted.
Saw it again.
It's like leaving a drink at a bar. Like somebody could have put something in it. It wasn't pure anymore. No, but you know,
they should bag that immediately.
Yes, bag it and
ice chest.
Or immediately start the process of freeze drying it, or if you're gonna make it into jerky or whatever.
Yeah, it can't sit out that long.
Placenta jerky.
Oh,
I don't want the title to be placenta jerky. I just think that's what it is.
But we got a lot of options.
Draped, draped, and caped.
The caping is when you like skin, like field dress an animal. I think they call that.
Oh,
so that's
that
a word.
So it works.
Yeah.
You guys missed it, but I think I just dropped your title. Steak drape.
Strape?
You heard me. It's gross, and I'll say it again.
What'd you say?
Steak drapes.
Sorry, I yelled, screamed, and laughed into that.
Important.
Oh, my gosh.
No one's ever said that. I don't think.
Horrible.
No one said steak drapes. Do you think? Have you ever heard that? Maybe.
Heard meat curtains.
Meat curtains. So certainly someone's made that transition before. I've never heard it. And I feel like I hear a lot of things like that.
Yeah.
I'm listening to a lot of things that are
good.
It's You know how to, do you know how to, like, you know how Cockney, like, you know, you use a, like, you use a secondary word to, like, you call it a Mandela, Stella, like, you know how, they, maybe, I can't do it. I don't, I can,
I
guess.
Love okay, to let's hear see. You do it.
Okay.
am I about to get an Australian accent?
Like, if you're talking about, let's see, Nelson Mandela, Stella,
Nelson Mandela, that kind of thing.
I can't think of how you do it. I wish Eric was here to tell us. Like, there's like a secondary word anyway. I was going to do something about state currents, but can't. Just forget it. Forget it. Forget
all right,
it.
All right.
Okay. Cut it. Later. Next time.
I'll text you a thing after.
Part two. Okay.
So. Someone's just banging on their steering wheel. No attitude got anything. Stella's Nelson Mandela. Stella. Wow. That wasn't it. I get so. It's so both of you are able to like perform on cue, and I am the opposite. Like when I'm not on cue, I can say some funny stuff, but I'm just happening right now.
I think that's part of your charm, Sarah. Yeah, you're one of the funniest people.
Thanks. Ever.
On or off.
Yeah.
Cue. I can't do anything but an Australian accent right now.
Ugh. This was such a waste of time.
But please, if an Australian accent is available, I would not mind that.
Nelson Mandela, Stella, what's your favorite or least favorite with your kids? Nelson Mandela, Stella. Nope, can't do it. Can only do Australian.
Nelson Mandela, Stella.
What's your favorite? Oh, favorite funny story. Do you have a favorite funny story? You have like, I know, I'm sure you have like a billion.
Of Henry.
You have one?
Of Henry.
He got you face always Henry.
That's it.
I guess the most recent thing, Henry's very dry. His sense of humor is very dry. He's very sarcastic. And his dad and I and he were moving into his dorm for this year. And he had a bigger room and whatever. But I wanted things a certain way. And I had brought some little secret things that I was just going to decorate, put on the walls. And then, like, I would put them up and then turn around and I would notice it was gone and he was doing the whole, as I always go to grab something else, he would take it off the wall and put it away. But I was like, no, it's not folded the right way. I wanted it like this. And Mark and Henry were just like, whoa, she has lost it. And I said, see, like this, this is great. And Henry goes, wait, I just can't stand it. And he said, well, have I got news for you? Which basically meant you're about to leave. Yeah. Like the very worst thing a kid could say to their mom when they're about to leave them at college. He's like, have I got news? It's going to be however I want it every day. And he's totally right.
Uh-huh. He's just bittersweet.
Very pragmatic. Yeah. He's a really funny kid. I thought of one thing, and I bet y'all have heard this story because a friend of mine tells it all the time. But Henry, we took him to the movie theater when he was about five or six, and we finished watching the movie, and we came out into the lobby, and there was a little person trying to order a Coca-Cola, you know, just get a little drink, or a big drink, whatever he wanted.
As one does.
And Henry was in the stage where he was going, doing this like fake alarm thing, mommy, mommy, mommy. And when he would do that, I would know something was weird. But it was like his robot voice. Mm-hmm. And he went, mommy, 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 weird, 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 like as loud as he could. And there were only maybe 10 people in that giant theater lobby, the one in... I forget which one that it was.
Hundred Oaks.
Thank you. It was Hundred Oaks. That big old lobby at Hundred Oaks. Guess. And I went. I had a trench coat on, and I went over there and just made him disappear and carried him out. I felt so bad. Anyway, that's funny.
I had an idea for an ending, which is: do you have anything that sticks out where you're like, if I could go back? This is where I really felt like I kind of dropped the ball as a parent, and then ending on something you'd feel like you did really well and that you are really proud of as a parent.
I think I could have done better and maybe not being quite so vulnerable. I don't think I was the mom. I was really cautious to not be the mom that's like, you know,
buttoned up.
Because I don't have other kids or a daughter or like family really close by or girlfriends to make him my girlfriend, you know, be like, do I look fat in this or that kind of thing? I didn't do that. I succeeded there because that felt, I mean, even to me, that was just like, no, that's not going to happen. And he just didn't have that personality, you know. He's just like, what? Yes, actually. Your butt looks huge.
I would not go out like that.
He does say things like that still even. But yeah, I guess I could have been a little less, shown my vulnerabilities a little bit less because it maybe made him feel like I am frail or something or not okay. Mm-hmm. And I think as I get older, I can see how it's really important that your kids feel like you're okay. Like that might even be the best thing we can do for them. Mm-hmm. And then what I think I did right was just what I was saying, spending that time reading to him every night and all the, like, I'll never, ever regret those hours spent just like making up accents and just the giggling and, just storytelling. And then it opens up the opportunity to talk about other stuff. And yeah, I did pretty good there.
I think you did great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here, Lou. Thanks for having me. This has been a right pleasure. Next time I'll whip up one of my old meat pies. I love meat pies. I'm going to put lamb in mine. What's she putting in your meat pie, Lou?
Just regular beef.
As far as I can go. Steak drapes. What's your favourite steak drape recipe, Lee?
Yeah. I can't do it. Hang them out on the line. Let them get super, super dried up.
Crikey.
She lost it. And she lost it.
I didn't do it.
Crikey.
Razor blades.
That's a good one.
We always do the you say, you know, like rest and relaxation, R&R. You say that, but it's oh no in Australian.
Oh and O?
R&R.
Oh.
R&R.
R&R. Yeah.
No, don't say oh, just say R&R, like you're saying
R&R.
R&R.
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying oh no in Australian.
Oh.
R&R.
R&R. I can't wait to use this at home.
R&R.
R&R.
I don't think it works with my accent naturally. It doesn't.
No, y'all are pushing it too hard.
R&R.
No, don't go for
R&R. No. Some people can't do it. Okay, Joy? R&R.
No, but you're trying to say that, oh no.
She did it just then.
R&R.
No, that's not how you would say R&R, though. If you were R&R. Telling someone, you need a little R&R.
R&R.
Oh. Okay, it did. There you it go. Worked. R&R.
Yeah.
It was out of context, you know.
I'm so excited. I want to get a book on this.
That was a full 3 minutes.
Some more tricks. Some more tricks.
Well, this has been...
I'm sorry.
Illuminating.
Good.
Really, it has been fantastic. Thank you for this.
I hope so. Thanks for giving me some laughs.
I'm awake.
No, thank you. Thank your...
Thank your...
Thank your...
Thank your, everyone.
Thank yours.
All right. We got 2 minutes. You want to give her a graceful out?
Okay. Does that mean just
No.
Out?
You sit there. No. But she's, you know, like the... Thank you, Lee.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, honestly, we'd love to have you back.
I would honestly love to come back.
I don't even know what we talked about.
Anytime.
But I laughed a lot.
I loved it. Maybe this is the new, like, just scratch the whole other thing.
New thing.
Yeah.
Just goblins and...
I think that would be really popping.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could be a correspondent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to put you on the spot while we're recording.
You know what? Then I'm going to have a busy year.
Right. Because we're going
to
check in.
If you start paying attention to the ufology community... Mm-hmm. you're going to need a course, like just a real brief, brief thing. I could just call in.
Call in?
Yeah, what's going on today? What's going on today, Lane?
Goblins.
Yes, official. Make it official. Make it official.
Well, I'm in love with you.
Thank you. I'm in love with you as well.
This has been...
You had a lot of buzzwords today that are...
Really good.
Really right up Sarah's alley.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. It's good to feel seen. Nice.
You can follow Lee.
Yes.
At, are you just at Lee Bird Nash?
At Lee, that was loud. At Lee Bird Nash, L-E-I-G-H, bird in the sky, Nash.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I stay pretty busy over there.
And it's leenash.com where you can see your tour and all that.
I think it's
leenash.net. I was thinking that in my head.
Yeah.
I did think that.
Is it classy?
That's so classy.
leenash.net for tour dates and tickets.
Yes, please. Yes. I'm also on WikiFeet.
Ooh, what are you rated?
Very highly. But
I bet.
I've stopped posting pictures of my feet since I found out I was on WikiFeet. Anyway, have a good day, ladies.
You can follow her on WikiFeet. It's a straight 5-star rating. We're going to look that up.
It's good.
It's really good.
Not to brag. It's hard to keep a straight 5 stars there.
Yeah. Straight 5 feet toes.
Yeah. Not everybody has that.
No. What a blessing.
You can follow us at Mom Cult Podcast, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And
themomcult.com.
Yep. We'll talk to you guys soon. That's it.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you. Bye.